Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At the end of our gospel reading today from Matthew 13, Jesus asked a question. Do you understand these things? Referring to his parables. The disciples answered, yes. So may we today be able to join those disciples who long ago said, yes, Lord. And we, like them, understand Jesus' parable about the hidden treasure. Dear Christian friends, the kingdom of heaven is like. When I hear those words, the kingdom of heaven is like, I'm ready to hear what it is like. Glassy streets, pearly gates, golden lampstands, the end of cancer, the end of violence, like the senseless murders in Norway this weekend, Lord have mercy, and a great reunion of all those who have died in the faith. All true, but that's not what Jesus was teaching in the parable today about the hidden treasure. No, he was teaching us what the discovery of the kingdom of heaven is like. What it is like when one finds the kingdom of heaven and recognizes its great value. One thing that we learn from this parable is that the discovery of the kingdom of heaven doesn't happen in the afterlife. The kingdom of heaven is not compared to a man who dies and then, after much suffering and purgatory, discovers the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not compared to a man who dies and has to answer 10 questions from St. Peter before gaining access to Cloud 9. Rather, the kingdom of heaven is compared to a man who lives a life like we do here on earth. And he finds a treasure in a field. And he goes and he covers it up. Then, in all his joy, he goes and he sells all that he has and buys that field. So what's the kingdom of heaven like? A treasure. A hidden one. For whatever reason, whether by neglect or mishandling of the treasure or pirates who came in and tried to steal it, or whatever the reason, the treasure is hidden or not obvious to the world. Now, put yourself in the shoes of that man who found that treasure. What is the right response to finding a hidden treasure of parabolic proportions? Should you pass it by? Laugh it off? Oh, that's just too good to be true. It must be a trick. No one just leaves a treasure in a field just sitting there without a guard, and this field has a for sale sign on it. Come on, surely it's a trick. Am I on candid camera? Or should you bury it and then go home and think about it? It may not be the right time in life to possess a great treasure. There'll be responsibilities that I can't live up to. So maybe you'll come back later when your life is in a better place. And then you'll go back and unbury the treasure just to make sure it's still there. Then you'll go and buy the field. And then you'll have treasure of the kingdom. Or is that just a pitiful excuse and a risk not worth taking? Or is the right response apathy? Should you be apathetic? Should we care how much the kingdom of heaven is actually worth? Even if we're not really called to sell everything that we own, should we at least act like it's worth selling everything we own in order to possess the kingdom of great price? Or should this be the response? Let's see how much I have left over to buy the treasure after I pay for my choice house, my car, and my eating out budget. Well, then we'd have to rewrite the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who went out and sold all of his leftovers on eBay. The things that were in his basement that were collecting dust that he didn't need anymore. With 10% of the profits, he gave to the church and to the poor, and with 90%, he restained his deck. This parable shows us our sin, doesn't it? Those who ignore God's word of the kingdom, those who wait on acting on God's kingdom, and we who have received the word of the kingdom And yet daily we act like it's worth very little. Instead of worth everything to us, shame on us. We need a Savior too. We in the church may believe that the kingdom of heaven is precious, but we don't necessarily act like it. We don't treat it by way of the show of our lives that it's precious. And we have no excuses other than to repent and to learn from the parable. The kingdom of heaven is precious, more valuable than gold or anything that we could have or could own. Would you sell all that you have if that were the only way? Good news, if you're willing to accept it, our God did. Our God in Christ Jesus treats this world as the field with a hidden treasure in it. You are the treasure. Jesus Christ found us and went and covered up that treasure with his righteousness. Then he went and sold all that he had, his very life, his holy precious blood. He sold out everything on the cross, and he bought that field with the hidden treasure in it, you and me. You are a pearl of great price to God, not because of your sin, but because of God's Son, because of God's grace. The word, his net, we heard in the third parable, caught you, and you believe it. So treat God's word as a treasure, not as an artifact, not as a book of myth, not mere historical fact of things spiritual long ago, but a treasure of what God reveals in the past, in the present, and for the future. The word of the kingdom of heaven is indeed a precious treasure. The question then, as Jesus asked in the text, do you understand all these things? May we then, drawn by the Spirit of God, answer, yes, Lord, the kingdom of heaven is that precious, and you have the words of eternal life. May we on earth not ignore or pass by the kingdom or bury it and wait for it later, for God declared long ago by his Son that the kingdom of heaven is here. What you receive today in the word of absolution shows that the kingdom of heaven is here. What you receive today when you receive the Lord's Supper is proof that the kingdom of heaven is here. And so what you receive is like what we say in our liturgy. You receive with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And together we laud and magnify God's glorious name with love for God and love for our neighbor. For the kingdom of heaven is here. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.